Welcome to day number 78. We are up to Perek Hey, Mishnah Zayin. These are the Mishnayos for Shabbos. As we always at least try to do, is we try to post these on Erev Shabbos so that they are sitting and ready to go in your inbox for right after Shabbos. So we learned yesterday, in the second of yesterday's Mishnayos, about a case where a person buys multiple times from the same seller. In that case, it was from a wholesaler, someone who gets the produce from a plethora of different suppliers. So when a person goes back to buy a second time, even if they got the produce from exactly the same place in the store as the first time, and even if it's exactly the same produce as the first time, still, we have to assume that it came from different suppliers, and therefore the person would have to separate tithes on each one individually. So our Mishnah is going to give a slightly different case. Halokeach mibalabayis. Let's say someone buys not from a wholesaler like last case, but in this case, from just a balabayis, a homeowner, a field owner, an individual guy. V'chazar v'lakach menu shniyah. And then you go back and buy produce a second time from that person. Ma'aser mizeh alzeh. You are allowed to separate tithes one onto the other, because we assume that a balabais, a field owner, is only selling his own produce. It's not like a wholesaler that's getting from a bunch of different suppliers. We assume that he's only selling his own stuff, and therefore you are allowed to separate one to the other, even if you buy it in multiple stages. And that is true, afilu mishtei kupos, even if you got it from a different buckets, different baskets in the person's field, in the person's house, afilu mishtei ayaros, even if it was in two different cities, meaning you met the guy in this city and you bought his produce, and then you was traveling and you got it, you found the same guy in a different city and you bought the produce again. We assume that the guy is still, even if he's traveling, he's only selling his own produce. And therefore, you are allowed to separate tithes one onto the other. Now, if the person is not just selling out of his own house, his own backyard, or traveling and selling at his own backyard, that's one case. But if the person is literally setting up shop in a market, in a shuk, what's the halacha there? The time where his workers are only bringing him vegetables and fruits and grain, whatever it is, from his own fields, from his own gardens, maser mechal alakol. Then you're allowed to separate one into the other because it's all from his garden. But if they're bringing from different places, if they're bringing produce and grain from multiple gardens, multiple fields, maser mikol echad ve'echad, you'd have to give maser from each one individually again because it came from different suppliers, and therefore they would have, who knows, maybe one supplier did separate tithes, one didn't, and you're only allowed to separate tithes one or the other if you know the level of obligation is the same. So that last case was pretty intuitive after we knew all these previous cases, that it's very simple. If you got it all from one supplier, then you can separate tithes one onto the other. If not, you'd have to separate each one individually. Mishnah Ches. Halokeach Tevel. Now we're moving from Demai to Tevel, entirely untithed produce. Halokeach Tevel Mishnei Mekomos, a person who buys Tevel, totally untithed produce, from two different places. Maaser Mizeh Alzeh. You are allowed to separate Maaser one into the other, because we know that if it's totally untithed, we're not talking about Demai, just regular untithed produce, it all has the obligation on a D'oraisa level. It's all biblically required in Trumas and Maasers. So it doesn't matter where you got it from. If you know they're both Tevel, you are allowed to separate one into the other because they have the same level of obligation. Says the Mishnah, Afal Pisha Amru, that's even though they said, Ein Adam Rashai Limkor Tevel El Letzorech. Even though they said that a person, Chazal told us that a person is not allowed to sell Tevel, right? Before a person sells one's produce, the person, the supplier, needs to tithe it. The only time you're allowed to is litzorech, is if there was a great need to sell it untithed. So in this case, the Mishnah is making that disclaimer at the end, that even though Chazal say you shouldn't sell untithed produce, in this case, where for whatever reason, the guy did buy untithed produce, then you're allowed to separate one to the other. So the Mishnah is really just saying that this shouldn't have happened. The person never should have had untithed produce to begin with. But if it happened, then you're allowed to separate one to the other. We'll continue with Mishnah Tes tomorrow.